Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from October 14, 2019 to October 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On October 14, here were the news. C2FO acquires Indian payment platform Priority Vendor. OpenWay launches acquiring solution. UK consumers pay unnecessary fees for cross-border money transfers, research reveals. Half of debit card payments are contactless in the UK. Nordic banks reveal business plan for single payments platform P27. HSBC plans first direct relaunch to compete with digital rivals. US Federal Reserve eases liquidity rules for foreign banks. EY exec calls for retooling old QC rules. Paychex wades into wearables, real-time payments. Enterpay raises funds to expand internationally with B2B invoicing solution. Cloud computing the most important technology for treasurers, survey finds. TrueLayer embarks on global expansion with new APAC hub in Australia. Bringing government procurement into the digital age and onto online marketplaces. Uncovering supply chain's deepest risks with data innovation. On October 15, here were the news. DeVito partners with Splitit for POS finance. Samsung, MobiWave to roll out mobile POS solution. Google launches debit card payments in Brazil. Zwipe prototypes management chip for biometric payments. PaySafeCard launches in Iceland. Swedbank launches instant payments in online bank. Metro Bank brings fintech to UK SMEs with £120 MLN funding. 5Degrees teams up with Codit to boost SME lending services. ACCC takes the pulse of Australian banks on mortgage pricing. Small business advocates decry exit of SMB Commissioner Apple. Roe enters SMB banking market with emphasis on APIs. Avid Exchange Collab targets affordable housing AP. Study, UK corporates get risky with vendor onboarding. Amid fintech, FI pacts, governments join development efforts. Australia launches small business insolvency probe. AP Solutions, a spotlight on suppliers. On October 16, here were the news. Nigerian fintech Lydia launches SME lending platforms for Poland and Czech Republic. Bottom line, CurrencyCloud team up for cross-border payments to Hargonint Group. Mazuma launches eCheck Select Express. Interact debit for in-app and in-browser payments expands in Canada. SoCash, JCB to collaborate for cardless currency exchange service for tourists. EBANX raises investment from FTV Capital. Splitit announces partnership with Shopify, DeVito. Habib Bank AG Zurich ready for PSD2 with Salt Edge's solution. Citi backs cash flow management partner CashForce. B2B payments processor APS payments acquired by Repay. Codit pulls SMB accounting into the open banking fold. ScaleFactor adds SMB card to expense management offering. Wirecard again facing accounting fraud allegations. Real-time data takes on magnitude of supply chain risks. On October 17, here were the news. Liquid Group expands cross-border payment network to Taiwan. Boku, GoPay to extend mobile payments service in Indonesia. Deutsche Bank selects Tieto to boost virtual account services. SBI Card rolls out contactless mobile payment solution. PaySafe rolls out mobile pay solution in the US. Finland, Municipality Finance selects Temenos. Lemonway announces a €25 MLN investment from Toscafund. Hong Kong allows banks to reschedule SMB loan payments. TradeShift partnership targets corporates' digital transformations. Bill.com streamlines R with AP in platform update. Amex rolls out SMB card with employee misuse protection. BaFin publishes joint statement on migration to PSD2 compliant interfaces. AML compliance ISNT just banks burden. Cross-border payments pilots, networks take aim at supply chains. What faster payments means for SMBs multi-bank relationships. On October 18, here were the news. PayPal to roll out Venmo credit card. IDEMIA acquires X-Core's payment card business. Transact Payments, Irish credit unions team up for new account challenger. Raiffeisen announces participants of Elevator Lab program. SEC considers direct listings as IPO alternative. Amex targets startups with bank-linked cards. Firms offered more time to adopt new accounting standards. IBM ties analytics into Levadata procurement spend analysis. How smart contract tech moves to lower freight factoring costs. Investors back different points of the procure-to-pay ecosystem. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.